Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, presenting you the weekly insurance news wrap this Sunday, August 4th, 2024. Kicking things off with a landmark ruling from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AIFSA as it's known, two farmhouses seeking insurance payouts for earthquake damage have had their claims denied based on evidence of pre-existing issues. Allianz's forensic engineer and the claimant's expert both agree that the damage, in large part, was due to long-standing problems, including foundation instability and mortar deterioration. Critical to this resolution was that updates within the houses were unaffected and there was notable external wear, enabling Allianz to turn to exclusions for wear and tear in dismissing the claim. Moving on to Suncorp Group, in a stable global reinsurance market, their reinsurance protection limit now stands at an impressive $6.75 billion, keeping expenditure steady because of balancing mechanisms. Their CEO, Steve Johnston, linked a tranquil global reinsurance market to rising insurance premiums in Australia and New Zealand. Moreover, their new limit exceeds regulatory needs, introducing innovations for better risk resilience. Suncorp also plans additional covers post-bank sale, which did conclude on the last day of July. Change is in the wind for Queensland's home insurance sector as Suncorp ends the existing quota share agreement. Adaptations in retention costs for multiple events are on the horizon, with New Zealand increasing its retention due to weather-related impacts on reinsurance economics. A boost to the natural hazard allowance is expected to take it up to $1.565 billion, setting the insurance margin target between 10 and 12%. Last but not least, AFCA is making waves yet again. This time, they've ordered Insurance Manufacturers of Australia to compensate a claimant whose car was stolen while parked at a friend's place. Despite several doubts raised, including the lack of a proof of purchase and an incomplete service history, AFCA deemed the $35,000 bank transaction titled AA Van as sufficient proof of ownership. The ruling underscored that insuring a non-driven vehicle is only logical for theft coverage. Conclusive vehicle identification number, notwithstanding the date inconsistencies, clinched it, making it mandatory for the insurer to process the claim and payout, recognizing the claimant's financial loss. For more news and updates on the Australian insurance industry and an array of personal and business insurance services, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estrotori, and this has been your weekly insurance news wrap, keeping you informed and up to speed.